We're sitting here with Chase Morgan this afternoon, and we're going to talk a little bit about his music career. How's it going today, Chase?
It's been going great. How are you?
I am doing good. I was introduced to your music on the Alberta Country Showcase that we do here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your new song?
The new song is called Home to Me, and it's basically just about finding those little things wherever you're at that make that place feel like home to you. Simple as that. It could be a wife's kiss when you come through the door, kids coming over and hugging your legs, could be a favorite recliner, could just be a cold beer after a long day.
So we were talking earlier about how you got started in music. Why don't we let everybody out there know your backstory?
I didn't even know that sort of pursuing music as a career was kind of an option for me up until about 2 years ago, but I was sort of just picking up guitar through concussion treatments and figuring out how to use that and songwriting and stuff as kind of therapy for me. Then 2 years ago, a bar in High River had a last minute cancellation, so I figured what the heck and showed up, and a whole bunch of other people showed up too, and I got bit by the bug and took off ever since.
Now, you say concussion treatments. What did you get knocked on your head for?
Well, I was a little bit of a goon in hockey, so probably deserved more than I didn't deserve, but a lot of hits from behind, a lot of headshots, a lot of fights.
You grew up in High River?
Yeah.
So this was playing hockey in High River. Do you still have any hockey enemies out there?
Yeah, no. No enemies. We buried the hatchets all since. I've talked to some of the guys that I would have like rivalries with in other towns and stuff, and everybody's cool. Yeah, you really do find out that the people who you're most alike on the ice with are the people who you have the biggest feuds with on the ice, too.
Yeah, so. Well, I think we see when we look at others and we notice things about them that we don't like, a lot of times it's we're seeing our own reflection in them.
Yeah, do you know definitely. What I mean? Like, absolutely. Yep, there's only room for one out here. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you said you played guitar and you used this as kind of therapy, but what made you start writing songs?
I don't really know. I was laying in bed one night and I have Crohn's disease, so I was dealing with a big flare from that. I was just watching a whole bunch of songwriter round kind of videos and I stumbled on Riley Green. I can't remember what song he was playing, but it made me think of the car that I had just been working on and how that bond between a boy and his first car kind of thing can be a really special thing. And I said, well, I could probably try my crack at writing a song about that. So I went down, wrote it and put it online and some people liked it. So I figured keep it going.
Might as well keep going at it, right? And songwriting is a craft. Most songwriters say they throw away more songs than they ever show anybody. But not everybody gets to see the journey of how you got to the final end product.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of songs and I'm just writing all the time. So hopefully an album or an EP is up in the future. But, do what I can to get content out to people.
I think that's the main thing you said it right there is consistency.
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of don't understand the value of consistency, like always being there, always producing good quality products. That's how you build your audience and you build it organically, right?
Yeah, and quality's huge. Like I don't want to go and put in a smaller budget and come out with a worse end product just to try to rush an EP or rush an album. I'd way rather come out with a really strong single.
So do you have any shows coming up in the area you want anybody to know about? Or?
Yeah, Brett and Rose and I will be in Drumheller somewhere at the Plaza tomorrow on Friday. On Saturday, we're in High River at the venue in the afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So local listeners can head out to either Drumheller or High River. They're not that far for
not too far.
Many people, so that's good to see. When you're not writing or playing music, what are you doing?
Doing odd jobs here and there. I was hospitalized with some pancreatitis not too long ago, so still just kind of trying to recover from that at the same time, but trying to just do everything I can to keep busy and keep at it in all aspects of my life kind of thing.
We saw that you brought your guitar.
Yeah.
So why don't we get you to grab your guitar and you can play us the new song?
Well, sounds good.
Okay.
Been a long day putting in the time, thank God I had you on my mind, but there ain't no doubt I need the real thing now. Well, I got no love for this backed up traffic, fired wings that fly right past it, but I'm wasting all this time sitting behind taillights for miles. Well, I wish there was a faster way without all these red lights stopping me. I could be there right now in your arms. This dang drive always takes too long. If I had it my way, I'd find some gravel, a shortcut dirt road I could travel. Lay a kiss right down on your lips, 'cause you're everything I need and you feel like home. You feel like home to me. Been to New York City and Tennessee, big towns, small towns where the grass seemed green, but I never could stay long. Turns out you're where I belong. I wish there was a faster way without all these red lights stopping me. I could be there right now in your arms. But this dang drive always takes too long. If I had it my way, I'd find some gravel, a shortcut dirt road I could travel. Lay a kiss right down on your lips, 'cause you're everything I need and you feel like home. You feel like home to me. Yeah. You feel like home. There's home in your heart and in your eyes. And I don't need four walls when I'm by your side. I wish there was a faster way without all these red lights stopping me. I could be there right now in your arms. This dang drive always takes too long. If I had it my way, I'd find some gravel, a shortcut dirt road I could travel. Lay a kiss right down on your lips, 'cause you're everything I need and you feel like home. You feel like home to me. Yeah. You feel like home to me. Feel like home to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You feel like home to me.
Great job, man.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, why don't you let us know how the listeners can connect to you on social media?
Yeah, listeners can connect to me on socials. I'm at Chase Morgan Music on Instagram and TikTok, and I'm at or slash the Chase Morgan on Facebook.
All right, you heard it here first. Go check out Chase Morgan. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
To hear the complete interview with Chase Morgan, again, head over to cjwe.ca.